Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, October 9th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, as I've mentioned before, when I walk at the park every morning at 4, there are sensors and signal transmitters in human form, functions of a larger human machine, who is likewise a functionary. Functions of machines, that's all they want us to be. But that's been Power's plan since class began. Quote, the people all saw her come because it was sundown. The sun was gone, but he'd left his footprints in the sky. It was the time for sitting on porches beside the road. It was the time to hear things and talk. These sitters had been tongueless, earless, eyeless conveniences all day long. Mules and other brutes had occupied their skins. But now the sun and the boss man were gone, so the skins felt powerful and human. They became lords of sounds and lesser things. They passed nations through their mouths. They sat in judgment, unquote. And that's from Zora Neale Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God. So while it may seem that our conversion into extensions of machines, into objects not ourselves, tools that do work for the proprietor, while it may seem to us a recent phenomenon, Zora knew otherwise. When Prince arrived, sent on his mission to us, it was to ascertain and assess the extent of the problem. And he discovered that conditions for freedom, for heart, for life, for love are critical. Prince was here to show us the true way of love. But even more specifically, he was here for unity, to bring us together. Always present in him is the sense of East meets West, and in the mutual intertwining of hearts, minds, and thighs, an old understanding is re-energized. A voice in every color sings a song that is so old, he sang in 7. Love brings the feeling of limitless possibilities. It brings the infinite back into view. The infinite stolen when we were 2 in the class system with the inculcation of obedience, using the weapon of force, the opposite of freedom. What price authentic freedom, we ask in this space, which means no bosses of any shape, whether formed up as loneliness or fed us as fear, whether it's the clock standing over us, hunger stalking us, or statesmen screwing us, we want none of it. It's time for freedom.